Okay, a couple of things. Ezra Shem should be a regular week. The Thursday that we normally go back to the regular Thursdays, in other words, there was only an exception for these two past Thursdays. Unfortunately, our cover, Danny Lou, lost aunt this past week, so we want to dedicate the shiur l'ilui nishmasa Rivka Mindel bas Rachel. Okay, so we were doing the inyan of Shomer Kona by laning. We saw the Rush says that if you get an aliyah and you don't say along, then it could be a brachal of Atala. And that's, so in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down on page 14. Lo yikaru shnayim el ha'ola kore u'shliach tzibur shosei. So two people shouldn't be reading the Torah at the same time. The Ola, who gets the Aliyah, he reads the Torah, and the Shliach Tzibur Shosek. The Shliach Tzibur Korei, the Ola lo yikra b'kol rab. Mikol makom tzarechu likros im Shliach Tzibur. Kidei shlote. So the Shliach Tzibur, that's basically the Balkorei. So the Shliach Tzibur should read, but he should read along. The question that we had was, why does he have to read along? Why don't you just say Shomer Ka'ona? I'm going to have another packet on this as well, but yeah, so he says, Shulchan Aruch says he's also with benachas. He's supposed to say it low. I mean, to the same volume as the. He's supposed to say it lower, so he could hear, not the other people. Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't confuse about Korea either. If you want to, let me show you a piece in the Truma Sadeshin here, page 9. There's an interesting minhag here on in the Truma Sedeshin in Simon Chav Dalet. She'elo ma she'nohagu ba'ostreich v'chein v'miktsas medina she'parsha shiris hayam v'aseres adibros v'shabosu she'cholol oson hasidros v'chein v'shvisho pesav v'yam rishon v'shvuos v'shagir shas v'kro oson parshios v'ina kore elo maskim oson. He says that in certain communities, when it's Parshas B'Shalach, it was either it's Parshas B'Shalach or it's Shvi Shal Pesach, as you're going to read from there anyway. Or it's Parshas Yisro, or it's the first day of Shavuos. Shegiyashas l'kro oson Parshas Eina Korei el Maskel oson. He starts reading. V'akal koren oson mechumashim shalahem. And the kahal the kahal reads from their own chumash. So it's interesting. Meaning he starts reading and then he stops and everyone reads from their own chumash. And then till up to the last pasuk. And then the last pasuk, he starts reading again.
Does he read it low? Maybe?
Okay, maybe he's reading it low. But basically no one could hear. So basically, the whole thing is being read. No one's hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur was reading the first pasuk out loud and the last pasuk out loud. And then all the interim psukim, everyone's reading from their own chumash. So the question is there any yishuv for this minhag? Sounds very strange. So let's see what he says. Yeah. From the Sefer Torah. He's not even reading from the Sefer Torah. Might as well stay home. I mean, very mudna. Tshuva. Mira Yeshli Yashav B'Torah V'la Barachma De Milsa Klal. He said, we can Miyashav B'Torah, you know, we can try to kvetch out a pshat. So let's see. V'nira De Samchina De Kosovar Zaruah De Kamen The Niftach Sefer Torah also Lasaper. Once the Sefer Torah is opened, you're not allowed to talk. A feel b'dvar halacha. V'dafkin b'kol ram, v'malacha shari, mi'esha masor. Right, so we said, according to one of the pshat that we said before, that once the Sefer Torah is open, you can't talk. But some hold, that's only if you're going to disturb everyone, right? But if you do it, if there are 10 people who are listening anyway, then you can talk quietly. So that's assuming that, you know, you only need 10 people to hear. Lukosh Daim, Mikra Vechatagu, Mesa Kriya, Torah Sharpir, Lukulyam. And this is Nor Zeruah. But certainly, if you're saying Shnai Mikra Vechatagum, so that's a sure good. Why? Perish Bahagab, Smaimani, Hatam. The shari mishum the also inyan ka osik. As long as you're osik but also inyan, whereas you're doing shnai mikvecha targum and he's laning, but it's basically the same inyan. Hashta shaminu mina hecha da osik but also inyan ain't sarich l'shmo kriyas haTorah. I feel like a sar shom. Wow. So he's saying that could be if you're osik. We saw this a little bit in Shulchan Aruch that if you're osik but also inyan. So that even if you're not hearing Kriya Satorah and you don't even have 10 people listening, it's also okay. Whereas, if there are 10 people listening, then you could be doing something extraneous. But if you're doing also Indian, that's okay. Kach mashmah is a wrong level. Because of the Kosh, Nai Mikra, Chatayim, Charlotte Kulama, Koya, Madhik Sim, Le'el, Nine, Divri Hagolim. אחד מצריך מלאכש ואחד מצריך שיעשה השומר. מקרמין עולה עוד שניים מיקרו ואחד תגרם שרו לכולי עלמה. עלמה אפילו ילג לעשה השומר. ועד הבאינם מלאכש היינו משום שלא יבאת על אחרים משמיע. And the idea of, so he's saying, we don't need to call a call korim, we don't show him, incapated by koram, who are also in the kasik, shubchim of parshia, so we will call echad me'atzma, v'ashatz korim, so we say, v'tor, nafki p'kiyos, afim lo shomila. The bestom of the milsi ike echad ushnayim, eto hashash ushom p'kiyos, ofo bim de enoch lo shomim, dai b'kach t'chol pochad, v'asora chadu. So he's saying something radical here. So what is he saying? He's saying that normally if you have 10 people listening, so then you could even be, you know, this, you know, these things you're not allowed to tell people because they're going to, you know, run with it, you know. So 10 people, they could be talking about something else. And Shnai Mekavecha Targum, even if you don't have 10 people, because you're obviously Bosnian. So this minig was that kolakol korim moshonim enkpedim korim. You can even, everyone's saying it from their chumash. Az yashir Moshe of Nei Yisrael as Yeshua zos. Everyone's, you know, like a shtibol. Everyone's, you know, just saying it. One second. Even Mekol Ram, Chibuv HaParshis, Vashatz Korei Otson Misefet Torah, Nafki Priyos HaFil Lo Shomilo. And the Shatz is reading along, like you said, even though no one's really hearing it. The Pesnom Vilsi Ike Echad Ushnayim Ezel HaShatz Sheshomim Kriyoso, I will be the Inech Lo Shomim. So what's the idea? That at least, why do you need at least one or two to listen? That's enough. Because if anyway you don't have 10, so what difference does it make? 1, 2, but apparently you need someone listening. Who says, like, you need, Kriyas HaTorah needs a tzibur. But who says that means you need, maybe all that means you need 10 Jews in the room. 10 Jews in the room. And they're all, no one's listening to the Shliach Tzibur, they're all doing their thing, but they're all, you know, it's a Chibuv HaMitzvah, so they all want to, everyone wants to Zog Az Yashir, you know, they're so excited to say Az Yashir, so let them say Az Yashir. And they can scream as loud as they want, and no one is listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Okay, maybe you need one or two people to be listening. I guess you can't call him Kriyas HaTorah if there's no Shmia by somebody. Right. If you have one person listening, so then there's a Kriya and there's a Shmiya. And what about 10 people? 10 people, you have 10 people in the room. This could be relevant. I'm not trying to say that it's, you know, a question about Chazar Shashat. So Rosh is the one who's saying that there's Korav of Rachel Vatala. But maybe Mikra Din is not Bracha Matala, because why? Like someone said, who's the Maisi of 10 people in the room? And you have one or two people answering. I'm not saying that this is what should be done. It could be a little different because it's brachas, but but apparently this was a minhag. Like he's spending time to be. I mean, if it was a minhag ostreich, that probably means that the rabbanim were involved in this. They were in the shul and they didn't stop the people from doing this. This was a minhag. He could have just said they're just amaratzim, and he doesn't say that, right? Well, what kind of minion is this? Shachnas, Myers? Yeah, you have five people, they don't know, they don't even know. Right, so some would say just do a Heter Kedusha. Right? But say it's not in the cards to do a Heter Kedusha. It's Shachnas, it's very. So it could be, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying we should do this, but I'm just saying it could be that this idea that if there are 10 people in the room, you have a minion. It's Korim Yos Baruch Levatola, but I don't know if that's Mukha that it is a Baruch Levatola. If there would be not 10 people in the room, that would be a Baruch Levatola, because then you don't have a minion. You can't say it. But it's not proper, it's not right. So here he's saying that they have a justification that they're all however also in the aski the shimchib of hapashis or also in lukros kol echa ba'atzmo. Right, that was the Bach, yeah.
It was Bach, right. So you see it there, Valkyrie is Yerke through his Shmiah. So I wonder if this is the Raya, not like, because he's saying, not going like that sheet over here. Or maybe, I don't know, he's saying it's the son of one of the people, the son 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 of the people, all you need is the Valkyrie himself.
I mean, he is here, and his
he,
own.
He himself is here.
But he doesn't say that.
Right. I mean, practically, it's going to be rather dirty. That's going to be probably in a lot of the cases where people won't be hearing.
He's saying that what it means is one person has to read, another person has to listen. You can't. It doesn't work with the same person.
So another person. I mean, even if you hold it, it's the Shmiah.
And that's it's Kriya Satan means you read, and then someone else listens. How be the end of Loshon and die because Kol Apochus v'Sar Chadim. But then he says, "I will only Yashiv a minig the Mishum the Belav Hanach Parshias Korim Shiva B'Torah Shem Kol Vaseyom for Otsum Shekorim Hanach Parshias Korim Lo Gamke and Gimu Pesukim." Hold of Shagila Parsha Zoo. In other words, maybe you can say like this. When you're reading these psukim, but that's not the whole aliyah. So you have three psukim before or after in the aliyah that everyone's going to be listening to. So then the fact that during the Aseres HaDibros, or you know, the main part of Kriya Satorah that everyone's excited about, you know, everyone's talking. I mean, not talking. They're reading it, you know, in the Chumash themselves. Maybe that could be the answer. But there'll still be three psukim in each aliyah, which the 10 people will be hearing from the Shliach Tzibur. So he says that could be a possible answer to the minute. But he says he doesn't like that. Don't say that. The Hanukkah feel a little green had a parsha's cloud. Now, later the Baros Maimoni Kosim Shimkara Vedilek Posek Echad. You move a milk of a Shabbos or a Shani of a Hamisha in Tarak Lachzo in Korim Yup Soki Bulo Adilok. Aber bei Shabbos im Dilek Posek Echad Kozikar also a few lachashe Hiftir Vispal Musaf. He's saying that no. On Monday and Thursday, say we read 12 psukim. But if in the Maisi each aliyah got three, so we don't mind that you skip the pasuk here or there. But on Shabbos, if he read psukim and he skips psukim, he has to go. The Balkori has to go back. Well, say he missed a pasuk. He didn't say a pasuk, but Lamaisa, he had seven aliyahs, and each ola had at least three psukim, but they're psukim that he didn't read. So he says, even after Musaf, he has to go back. Because there's a halacha that the whole, you see, on Sheni Chamishi, you just have to read the Torah. There's no goal. Just three psukim, so if you said the first three psukim, then you skipped two psukim, another three psukim, you skipped another two psukim. As long as each ola got three psukim, that's fine. But on Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos, you have to read the whole parsha. So even though you had seven aliyahs, and each ola had three psukim, that's not good enough. Because the goal is that the whole parsha should be read throughout, and the whole Torah should be read throughout the year. So that can't be the answer. That we don't mind that you're missing psukim, because by the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, it has to be a full thing, which in the course of the year will be the full Torah. I feel pasuk echad ma'akev b'Shabbos. It's an interesting halacha. That doesn't mean it's ma'akev you. Meaning if you left to the bathroom during the Ben Gavra LeGavra and you didn't come back in time, so you missed the... That's not. But if the congregation never read the pasuk, then they have to read the pasuk. Say they didn't read they missed the pasuk, and now it's after Musaf, so they should have to read it. So he doesn't think that's the reason for the minhag olam that people were missing the pasukim. And that was okay because Lamaisi says you don't even need the psukim. He says you do. You do need the psukim. Tafil pasuk echad ma'akev. Again, I don't want you to misinterpret that to say pasuk echad ma'akev means that if you miss the pasuk, then you have to go to a different shul. Pasuk echad ma'akev means that if the tzibur didn't read a pasuk, then you have to make sure to read it.
Well, that's because
the Chayav Tzibur,
right?
We're
assuming it's
the Chayav Tzibur.
The Chayav Yachid, maybe back in the
same way. That would be the case, no? Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is you can't prove from here that he's saying it's a Chovas Yachid. The Tzibur, I feel Pasuk Echad Ma'akev. There's Israel. We'll take Rafa Misha Yishavti Amidim Mikomokam Nochum of Misha Medakti Mamasev. Shiyamar Ezel Ashlech Tzibi Yikro Imo Osom Parshios B'Sefer Torah Dim Eino Yodeh Likos Yishma Kriyas Shatz Ach B'Shviya Shal Pesach Yomishin Shruz Ein Kipay Nekocha Chol V'Kor Kvar Parshios B'Shabos Shalhen V'Kom Mincha Shal V'Shein Yom Chamishin Woo.
That's not true.
One second. Rav Yishev Shlach Yeminah Mikomokam Nochum Rav Yishev Shadayim Zodai Shiyamar Eishal Tzioch Yivikra Imo Osan Parshias V'Sefer Torah V'im Eino Yodei Likros Yishma Kri Kri Shet Ech Mishvi Shal Pesach Yom Rishon Nishvuas Eki Beinu Kolka Kol V'Kor Kovar HaParshias B'Shabbos Yudhai Lai Kuma Mincha D'Shabbos. You see, if you miss the lightning on Yontif, it's not so bad. because, in other words, because you already read Bishalach, you know, in Parshas Bishalach. If he missed it in Bishalach in the Hanami, but if he didn't. Right. But he's just saying that, what he's saying is that you could treat Yontif like a Sheni V'Chamishi. Because what's the, why is Sheni V'Chamishi lower? Because the Sheni V'Chamishi, you're going to read it on Shabbos anyway. But what you're going to read on Shabbos, like the fifth Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah, you're not going to read that any other time. So that, you have to make sure to get to, that they should read that. But say in other words, the shul missed the pasuk in Kriya Satora of Yontif. So he says, it's okay. Leave it. As long as they call up five oilim for Yontif, and each oiler had three pasukim, that's good. Because the Kriya Satora of Yontif is also made in the Chovas HaTzibur. But it's not a Chovas HaTzibur to read all those pasukim.
Or is that Shabbat for each one?
So one second. So what he's saying is, right. So, one second. So what he's saying is that there was this minhag. So he says it's okay because he's taking a step further of Chovas HaTzibur. That Chovas HaTzibur just means you need 10 people in the room. Now you need 10 people listening, and you're okay. So now Chovas HaTzibur. Well, we have two levels. And it's not if 10 people listening, 5 people listening, and the other people don't try to make a record. So he says that's okay. And 10 people listening, and the other people are doing choice in the series. That's also okay. And then he says, and if they're doing these parshas and one person is listening, but they're still, you know, it's not the best thing, but there could be a limud zchus. Because the maisa, there are 10 people in the room. And they're only saying for also Indian. Because parshas says that everyone's holding in a different place also. Even when Shai Mecha Mecha Targum, probably they're not holding in sync with where the. So it's a whole different perspective of Kriyas HaTorah. You know, if you let Balabatha know this, he would go have it.
But, you know, is this all Indian that lives?
We'll keep it amongst ourselves and anyone else is listening. Yeah.
Are we trying to answer here a limit of course for people who get an aliyah and don't read along with the Balkorei? Is that
well, if they don't read along with the Balkorei,
the Rosh said it's nothing. It's,
yeah.
So is this tie-in to that
side? Oh, so let's see. Does it tie in? Oh, let's figure it out. Because you're having 10 people. Basically, there are 100 people in shul, and one guy gets an aliyah. He's not so knowledgeable. He doesn't know how to read. So Lechora, because he made the brachas. He made the brachas. But he's not reading. So the only thing you would say is the Maisa, the other fellow's reading. So if you look at it two ways, you could say that his brachas counts for the Balkorei, or you could say the Balkorei's kriya counts for him. If you go two ways. But the Rosh doesn't seem to say that. See, the Rosh is saying it's a Shalom Bracha Levatala, but that doesn't mean that as far as the community is concerned, they heard the whole parsha.
So this is not really connected.
Yeah, it's not going to answer. It's not going to answer unless you have other assumptions.
Doesn't it sound like Rush?
The Mechaber's Lashon is that traditionally the Bracha Latala.
Like our fellow was saying last time, like if the guy, you know this guy, you're not going to say it.
Right. It sounds like you know the Makhari, you should answer Amen. Yeah. Right. Oh, so we're going to have to see. So how are we matched to call up a Summa?
Well,
so let's look on page 12. Let's take a look in the Beis Yosef. Yeah, let's take a look. Hey Mashma, the first one is Mashma. Hey Mashma, Divya Rambam. The question is also Likro Shalom and Aksav. A few Teva Achas. Hey Nirim, Miloshem Chubas Harosha, Kasav, the Hey Kosav Rivosh. Baby Raya, Nova Hey Kosav Marie Ibn Khabib. Loka Kosav Nimuka Yosef. Shave Sefer Eshkol. That is not Pek Akoris, Avigil Omid Suma, Enokori Betora. Han Lomid Enokori Alpeh. אבל אוגמי אינו שחרין שפוסף רואה ועשו מברך ועומד בצידו שפר דומי. So he says from the that the concept that assumers ain't a Korah b'Torah, that means if there's no Bal Korah and he's just reading it by heart, so that's no good. But if someone else is reading, so maybe in a chanami, it's good. Hayin lomar de'enu kor al peh, aval uchmi inu shachrina, shepaseach v'roa v'asum mevarech. So maybe that could be okay. Omid b'tzido shaper domi, v'achi mati ovid chasen suma. But if the chassan is a summa and he's getting aliyah for his he's a chassan, so then he can get an aliyah because he'll be yotzei b'chomeka ona. Hey, what says him shem sev agud? The summa kohen b'torah. But then he writes. Ain't this much called the Vrayim Nega called Hani Ravisa. So he says that maybe we shouldn't rely on this. Because he says, the Mukhi Yosef, you have a Gemara Megillah. The Mukhi Yosef says, yeah, give me a Gemara Megillah. Yeah, so Makor Omed, Chofet Aal and Amun Aal. So he says that the Summa, one second. So he calls on Imuke Yosef, Tima Masal of Yehuda. Yosef, the name of Sefer Eshkol. The Hadis Nan Perka Kores and Megillah Om made Suma Eno Kori Batorah. Hainu Lomar Deno Kori Al Peh. Have a look at me in it, that's okay. So there's a Shita that says it's okay, but then he says, Ein Lismuch, but he says, don't rely on this Shita. Yeah. So he's saying not to rely on that. Not to rely on that. So you want, so we should find that inside the Mukhe Yosef. Let's see if we find that inside the Mukhe Yosef. You see, I think we'd have to, there's a separate sefer, Nimuke Yosef, that we don't have. We have in the library, separate sefer, Nimuke Yosef. Nimuke Yosef sometimes in the back of the Gemara, but it's also a perish, and a separate book. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you think you have it? Imuki Yosef and Megill. You have the Otsa Chacham over here? What? So it's there? There's a Kuflama test, let me see if we have a Kuflama test. Yeah, 1 second. So, if you look here, in the Archa Shulchan, yeah, take a look at the Archa Shulchan on page 16. let's do two sifim in the Rosh Hashulchan, 16 and 17. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Pasach, Siv Zayin, on page 16. Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Pasach, Gesum Le'ena Korei, Lefisha Osu Likros, Afilu Os Achas, Shalom and Aksav. Right, the Sumer can't read Baal Peh. Rabbeinu Rav Pasach, Dav Shav Korei Sumer Torah, Kamosh Adam Akrim, Petoro Amaretz. And the Ramah says, no, a Sumer can get an Aliyah, just like an Amaretz can get an Aliyah. Because of Zem Shem Maril. That's your Maril. Kwame the Chayna Min, Rav Shadaito Einu Kain, which because of the same Daki Moshe, Heidi Kriya Gedol Achron, because of the Karnogu, Likros Sumo, Befonav Gedole Olam. So they would call Sumo for the leave, Lo Michu. The time came into Idna Koya Shatz, Lo Olam Atzo, He Chashash Bezah. Al Pomona Mimshi Ikra Tevas Acha Shatz. Any time she says, "Bevarach me in the yechol across," if he could echad ba'adol, the shenim b'tosefta, you show me, masav in meir shekoy yimushu v'nosan lachem hu beirech, porech v'chizek hori v'chayim zvah, but I'm yirmiya, kash shomeh ka'ona. So he wants to say, maybe you can say shomeh ka'ona. But then he say, but maybe not, because maybe shomeh ka'ona is only if you potentially could read, so you're listening, but if you even potentially can't read, then not. So the Beis Yosef Paskin is assuming we shouldn't get an Aliyah. And the Ramah says, the minig now is, this is the Kuflama test, but I didn't put it in the packet. Kuflama test, the Ramah says that the minig today is we give assume an Aliyah. Just like we give an Amaretz an Aliyah. So then he continues on page 17, the Beis Yosef, the Rav Hashulchan, the Ches, he says, Yeshli Tema Rabba Binyan Zeh Al Divrei Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef B'Sifra Agonol B'Sim Kuf Memal Shekos HaBashem Sefer Eskol The Hadas Nan B'Pek HaKori Yes HaBegil Asuma Inu Kori B'Tora Hainu Lomar De Inu Kori Al Peh Hava Ugmi Inu Shachrina Yike B'Yotze B'Shom Meh Kona Har Akka L'Shona Rai Neinam Mishana B'Shom Mokum Rai Neinam Mishna B'Shom Mokum He says there's no such Mishnah. Beis Yosef calls a Mishnah. So from the Sefer Eshkol. HaKoreis HaMegil Suma Inu Kori B'Torah. And he gave his whole pshat. That only means he can't read it by himself, but he can listen to the Chazan. There is no Mishnah like that. Look it up. I'm like HaShem Shem Pocheach Poris Es HaShma V'Oye Kori Suma Poris Es HaShma. Well, he's given Suma Kriya Satora Kval. We do not have this Mishnah. By Pokeach, he can read the Shema in the Koran Torah. It doesn't say what it is. Probably they had that Girsa. So then what does he do? Masha Hiksha Ha'ina Roy Likro Sishlom V Mashkosa Vatosis Yishonim Zed Rav Shemachsav Yata Rosh Ha'lom Rampah Ha'ina El Mitzvah Menmufkar Lo Yikuvah. You see, you gotta realize this. You know what he's saying? He's saying an unbelievable thing. Suma gets an aliyah, so for us, what it means, the Baal Kori will read it, and he'll just listen. But he's not saying that. He's saying more than that. Because in those days, everyone who got an aliyah was the Baal Kori. So it means that Suma got an aliyah, that means that Suma read the Torah Baal Peh. Are you not allowed to do that? But you can do Baal Peh. And Suma is the Yepshar Bin Yanaka. Why is the Yepshar Bin Yanaka just getting done the Baal Kori? Apparently that wasn't enough. In other words, if you're not reading, then there was no point in getting the Aliyah. Getting Aliyah meant you were the Baal Kori. So if you want to give a Suma an Aliyah, that means he had to be the Baal Kori. So that means, and he's going to read Baal Peh. Are you not supposed to read Malpa? The Shas al Kach, you can read Malpa.
Or maybe he's a Kayan.
Do you see what he's saying there for himself in this? That's what he's saying. The question is it a possibility you see when the Beis Yosef says a psul psul me'in a kore he says because also lichros afil osachas shalom v'nachzav and he doesn't entertain the possibility he says why don't you just let the Balkore read and he'll make the bracha so that apparently was not even Baba Cheshbon. The Summa and the Shita that says the Summa could get an aliyah means because he could be the Balkore. Ah, he's not reading. He's reading about that. Ashkenazim was being so much on the Tafs and Shoshana. So he's saying, in other words, if somebody made a mistake and read it, so he could go on. He doesn't have to, that would be a
problem. Sometimes I'm sure there are bar mitzvah boys that are doing this all the time.
Yes, I'm sure there are.
Is there something that Hashem is reading about there that's more common than
saying other things? Yeah, but you see that there's a tzad kula. See? You always have to find the tzad kulas and things. Mm-hmm.
Isn't
there
something
about
Hashem
Balfa
that
might be more common than saying other words in the circumstance? Ram Shabbasar, you shouldn't say Balfa. That's not bad. That's a good word, you
think.
And then the
Amid
Bracha.
So, what is the short one?
He's saying that he can rely, maybe, just assume Aliyah because of he'll read it Baal Peh.
Assume will read it Baal Peh. But if Assume doesn't read,
then Assume doesn't read at all, then that makes it even more complicated.
Right.
What is the Aruch HaShulchan doing with the Rush? He's saying it's a mitzvah and a new part to read along, and the Rush is saying it's not, it doesn't really allow for that. He said that it's like, he was much stronger than that.
No, he's saying that here we're talking about that there's no Ola and a Balkori. It's just the Ola is the Balkori. When the Rush is talking about when they did a Balkori and an Ola, so Balkori and Ola is different because then you have one person who's being Kore and the other person is making the Bracha. The question is, when you're having the Ola is the Balkore, so at first glance, there's no answer then for a Sumo. So the answer, like Rav HaShulchan says, what you pointed out, is no. He'll read it. Chal peh. B'shas
achach. It's good. But if he doesn't read it, then you have a problem yet.
Right. If he doesn't read it, it's going to be a problem. So that, we'll see. Okay. So this is a fascinating, we saw a lot of fascinating, wild things here today. About the Trumas Hadeshen, about that minhag, about reading along, and maybe, you know, people are also close to Indian, so then you don't even need 10 listening. And but they're not always saying that you need 10 listening. I mean, these are very interesting ideas here. Plus the Suva aspect, etc. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Chazara. We'll see, maybe next Sunday we'll, since we finished this packet, so it depends where we're up to Chazara by next Sunday. I'd like to finish Chazara, sometime this weekend. Maybe the Bechina will be like, right before Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, something like that. And then we'll go on. Okay, so we're going to have Mincha. Okay, so let's stay for Mincha, I know. Yeah.